What do you know about the country of the Czech Republic in Central Europe? Did you realize that an estimated 69% of its population are atheists? Currently, less than one-half of 1% of the nation has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I invite you to join me now as Don Swart shares about his important ministry to the nation of the Czech Republic.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Good News Radio broadcast with Pastor Tom Arnold. Tom serves as pastor of Good News Church in Yukon, Oklahoma, and is our teacher on this daily program. It is his desire that you will discover God's abundant plan for every aspect of your life through the faithful study of God's Word. Join us now as we go into today's message.
Welcome to today's broadcast, the Good News Church radio broadcast. And it's my honor today to have with us a good friend of mine. His name is Don Swart. Welcome to the program, Don.
Thank you, Tom. I'm glad to be here and be with your listeners.
So, Don, a number of years ago, God began to put in your heart about missions. So talk to me a little bit about the call and how that came about in your life.
Well, I can look back at many different times in my life when the Lord began stirring a vision for other nations and other people. Just through the years, just that seed being watered and then the opportunity to go on some short-term missions trips where that was just cultivated. And then where the Lord began to speak to me about that was part of what He'd called me to do in my life, was to actually go and live in another nation, to be a missionary, to reach out and preach and teach the gospel.
So not only did you go, but your wife went with you.
That's right.
Got her degree from ORU, and you took her to the Czech Republic. That's always probably an interesting conversation to have with your in-laws, that I'm taking their daughter.
Yeah, well,
former communist country.
It is true. You know, a call to the mission field, it's not just a personal call. It affects our families because they're involved in letting their children, their grandchildren go. And we've been very acquainted with that. Yes, it's true.
And not only do you go and your wife goes, and lo and behold, now you're expecting a child. And he's born in the Czech Republic.
That's right. Both of our boys were born in Prague, Czech Republic.
Yes. So, Don, when we think of the Czech Republic, when we think of Prague, of course, Good News Church is located in Yukon, Oklahoma, the Czech capital of Oklahoma. And I think one thing that people are blind to, or they aren't aware of, and that is that the Czech Republic has a great spiritual need. So tell me a little bit about the demographics, of the spiritual demographics.
Sure. Well, Czech Republic, most people think of Czechoslovakia, which was a country formed after World War I. Then in 1993, it split into two countries, Czech Republic and Slovakia. And of course, we went and lived in Prague, Czech Republic, ministered there. It's a nation of about 10 million people. The interesting thing is that it's, even though it has a rich spiritual heritage, one of the early church reformers, John Hus, or Jan Hus, as they say in Czech, came from Czech Republic and was burned at the stake eventually. But even with the rich spiritual heritage today, Czech Republic statistically is about 69-70% atheist or agnostic.
69-70%.
Right, right. So it's probably one of the most first or second in the world of atheistic countries today.
So whenever you're reaching people that come from an atheistic background, it's hard to even communicate what a pastor is, right? I mean, is that kind of a hard term?
Yeah, well, actually, they could relate to pastor better than missionary, so yes. The missionary was sort of offensive. So
That you're going to have to import something into
right,
our country.
Right, exactly, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
So you went there. Tell me what year you and your wife first moved to the Czech Republic.
We first went there in 1996.
1996. And so you'd been married how long by then?
3 years.
3 years. And when you moved into the Czech Republic at that time, and it has, of course, developed a lot since then, but it was very just kind of emerging out of this communistic era.
Sure. Yeah.
So that was an adjustment, I'm sure, right?
It was a very large adjustment for us, I have to say, yeah. You know, it was interesting because we had been a part of a missions training program at our church, Victory Christian Center, went through the missions training center there. And part of the training was we had to do a study on the country we felt like we would be going to after graduation. And we did it on Czech Republic, and it was talking, all the research we had done in 1996, being mindful that communism had fallen in 1989, was talking about all the great developments, how great it was. But when we rolled across that border in 1996, let me tell you, I was thinking, okay, what have I just gotten myself into? We came from Germany into Czech Republic, and it was like a gray filter. It just dropped down over everything. Dirty, dark, just like we had stepped back in time. So
Don, one of the things that God put in your heart, and we've been able to partner with you, Sharon and I have been honored to work with Don and his wife, Sasha. You have a real heart to help nurture these pastors, to kind of be a friend to them, to be a mentor to them.
Right.
Because most of them are first-generation Christian.
Yes.
So it's not like they grew up in a healthy church. You know, we talk about healthy church, unhealthy church in the U.S. They didn't have a church at all.
Right.
I mean,
right.
If they had a church, it was a Catholic church.
Right.
That some were born again through that. I know I've met some that were born again through that. There was an underground movement there.
Yeah.
The charismatic renewal touched. But there obviously are a number of them, but they have no understanding of really what does a pastor do.
Right.
So tell us, what do you tell people? You're going in, they've just been saved, they're come from a background of atheism, and you just jump in. What are some of the things you teach whenever you're teaching these pastors and Christian leaders?
Well, like you said, many of these pastors are first-generation believers. They came out of totally atheistic, agnostic types of backgrounds. And so part of what we do is help establish pastors. We've went to cities and places where pastors, they haven't even been through a Bible school or any kind of formal training. So one of the things that really touches my heart or moves me is helping these guys get established themselves and then helping their people in their congregations. Many of these churches are small. The average church is maybe 30 to 50 people. But just establishing them in what we would consider real basic foundational things of what it means to be a Christian and what does it, you know, look like and how do you live life. And I think that was one of the things that through the years we found that was so interesting. People were fascinated. They wanted to come over to our house. They wanted to kind of hang out because for them, they wanted to see what, you know, they looked at us like, oh, you are the model Christian, which, you know, none of us are perfect, but it's like they wanted to see what does somebody live like? What does your family look like?
What does a marriage look like?
Exactly.
What does a Christian
exactly.
marriage yeah. look like versus the secular marriage?
Right, exactly, exactly.
So you really poured a lot of time when the Apostle Paul not only shared a message, he shared his life with people. And
right.
that's really what you and Sasha did.
Yeah, I think you said a key word, relationship. People want to be in relationship. They want to spend time together. And of course, that culture and many cultures is very relationship oriented. You know, people don't want to talk on the phone. They want to meet face to face over a cup of coffee, cup of tea. They want to visit. They want to be with you.
That's great. You know, I heard the definition of disciple. What does it mean to be a discipler or a discipleship? What does that look like? And I have heard this definition. It's one that stuck with me through the years. It simply means to share, to care, and to repair. And I really think that that's what the world needs more of, people,
sure.
whether it's cross-cultural
yeah.
or whether it's our neighbor, whether it's some new believer that just got saved last Sunday in the church and you saw them go up front and commit their life to the Lord or get baptized. There needs to be a kind of an influence of seasoned believers to share, to care, and then to repair. People don't come ready-made, do they?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And they have honest questions. And, you know, it's up to the body of Christ to continue that and to pour into people's lives and share. One of the things that Don does annually is he goes in and has a conference for these pastors in addition to all that he does month to month. But he once a year will go in and bring these pastors in, put them in a hotel room, then pour into their lives and encourage them. And And I was able, a couple of years ago, when we were there together, I've gone on two of these trips, is a couple of years ago, just to hear their testimonies and how that they came from totally atheist backgrounds.
Yeah.
So I think Avicii. Avicii is a great example of someone that was reached because of a missionary from the U.S. So kind of give me Avicii's story. I mean, I think it would be great for people to hear his story.
Well, I think Avicii, he's a very typical story of a lot of Czechs, a very atheistic, agnostic background, maybe had been exposed to a Catholic church a few times, but really grew up not knowing anything about God, had gotten involved with some occult stuff, just really just bound up in his life, really, and then ran into a friend that had come to know the Lord and was an on-fire, born-again Christian. His name was Robert. Robert, to this day, now is an evangelist, interestingly enough, but Robert was always talking to Avicii about the Lord. And Avicii got to where he was just like, he hated to be around this guy. And Robert had invited him to an outreach meeting that a missionary from the United States was doing. And Avicii said, well, you know, I don't want to go to this. And his friend said, listen, if you will come to this, I'll never talk to you about the Lord anymore. So Vicha's thought was, hey, I can get this guy off from my back and I'll just, you know, go and do what he's, you know, do my
time. It's worth it.
It's worth it. Yeah, just get him to leave me alone. So he went to the meeting and he listened to the missionary preaching, sharing his testimony, and God touched his life. And really, you hear his story of what happened in that meeting. God just really set him free and delivered him. And he just came out a transformed, different person. And I got to know Avicii a little bit after that. And it's just been neat to see him grow in the Lord. And then sense God's call on his life. And of course, today, now being a pastor and having his own wife and family and that sort of thing.
And the beautiful thing is now you go back and minister in Vicha's church.
Yes, yeah, that's wonderful. And it's I look at that, here again, it's another case of relationship. Vicha worked with me. He would translate for me in some of the Bible schools that we did, and we worked together at the time. I knew that God had a call in his life, but I didn't know what that would look like. And so it's really neat to look now and see what the Lord has done through all these years and see where he's at.
So Don, tell us your web address.
Our web address, excuse me, is schwartzministries.org, schwartzministries.org.
Well, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me for today's broadcast. I trust you enjoyed listening to Don Schwartz share about his ministry to the people of the Czech Republic. I've known Don and his wife, Sasha, for a number of years. My wife, Sharon, and I have traveled with Don and Sasha and have personally witnessed the fruitfulness of his ministry. This week, I'll be interviewing some of the Czech pastors who have been directly impacted by his ministry. I think that you'll be blessed as you hear about their stories of coming to faith in Jesus Christ in spite of being raised in atheist families. Their testimony served to remind us of the important role of world missions. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 9, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest."
Thank you for listening to today's message. You can hear this message again by visiting online at goodnewschurch.tv. To listen to this and many other messages by Pastor Tom, download the Good News Church mobile device app by searching for Good News Church Yukon through both the iTunes and Android stores. Through the website, you can also subscribe to the podcast. Pastor Tom invites you to visit Good News Church whenever you are in the greater Oklahoma City area. Good News is located at the intersection of Main Street and the Yukon Parkway in Yukon. He welcomes you to worship with them on Sundays at 10 a.m. Good News Church. It's a great place to be.